Family First National Director Bob McCoskrie joining us on the panel. Good afternoon, Bob.
Afternoon, Jim.
So you will fight this?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take it as far as possible, because it's actually not because we need charitable status. It's not about tax exemption or anything like that. It's actually about a principle, and the principle is that it's always dangerous when the government determines what viewpoints are acceptable and which aren't. And look, can I quote from the judgment from the Wellington High Court in 2015, where the judge said, and I quote, "Members of the charity's board may personally disagree with the views of Family First, but at the same time recognise there is a legitimate analogy between its role and those organisations that have been recognised as charities," end quote. So, look, I think all I'm asking for is consistency. If we are deemed to be not a charity, there's a whole lot of other organisations that have charitable status that should be sweating. And personally, I'm going to fight on their behalf, because I think we all deserve the right to be heard, even amongst people who disagree with us.
You have an unlikely ally today in Greenpeace.
Yes, I mean, he said this morning that the way the charities board is applying the law will have that it's having a chilling effect in the NGO sector, and that basically every charity knows that if they speak out too loudly on an issue, they're at risk of deregistration. You could actually argue that some comments made over the weekend by a National MP, sort of hinted at that. So, look, Russell, Norman and I would disagree on many things, but the common conviction we share is that groups should have the right to speak up and advocate on issues that are important to their constituency of supporters. And, you know, we are non-profit groups. We're not in it to make a profit. Losing the tax-exempt status really doesn't affect us at all. In fact, people have told us they'll give more if we were to lose it. But as I say, if the charities board succeeds against us, they'll come after other groups.
All right, so at first they came for Greenpeace, then they came for Family First, then they came for me.
And nobody was there to speak up.
That's right, all right. What does your... Okay, Bob, what does your organisation do that promotes a benefit for all New Zealanders? Because that seems to be the criterion if you aren't educational or religious or don't hand out food parcels and so on.
Well, I mean, everybody acknowledges that there's an element of charity which is at the bottom of the cliff. Ambulances at the bottom of the cliff, but there's also ambulances at the top, which is in terms of prevention, it's in terms of policy, it's in terms of research, encouraging best practice. So, yeah, I mean, we do have some ambulances at the bottom of the cliff in terms of working with families, where you get a huge amount of contact from families who have been affected by interaction with child, youth and family, and the family court, and we're often involved with referring them. We've worked with groups of families in terms who have had difficulties with street prostitution and residential brothels in their area. So there's an element of that, but certainly a lot of our work is in terms of policy development and education and research. And, you know, over our 11 years, we've put out 11 research reports, and they've varied from things on the concerns about technology and its overuse effect on kids, research around very long periods of daycare for very young children. And last year we had two reports on the link between family structure and child poverty and child abuse.
Right, so you've got that research function as well. Can I ask you, if someone set up an advocacy group as a charity opposing marriage, calling for an end to families as instruments of oppression, with that point of view, would you support their application for tax-free charitable status?
Oh, we all deserve the right to have our... I mean, that's part of civil society. And as I say, the danger for anybody who's applauding the decision of the Charities Board right now, my warning to them is that one day the government may not agree with their viewpoint and come gunning for them. And look, it's the consistency that I have the trouble with, because there's a whole lot of groups that are charitable that do similar work that are involved in, you know, unfortunately are having to interact at the political level, because that's where a lot of the policy is made that we would argue is being harmful.
You know, the comparison with Greenpeace is interesting, because the Supreme Court decided that political advocacy should not exclude an organisation from achieving charity status.
Yeah.
And Greenpeace said it means the Supreme Court has now recognised that trying to change our world for the better and taking on government to do that is a public good. Ergo, anyone that does a public good can, I suppose, have tax-free status. But does it all seem a bit arbitrary at the same time?
I mean, that is the problem. I think it was Denise Roche from the Green Party who was doing some investigation into putting up a bill which sort of more clearly defined what a charity is and actually giving it a bit of an extension in the definition, because I think mainly motivated by the Greenpeace case. But in our case, you know, we've been told that we promote the natural family as the fundamental social unit, and that is deemed of no public benefit. You know, they say, and I quote, "Our main purpose is the view that the natural family, defined by Family First, is the union of a man and a woman through marriage as a fundamental social unit. The board considers that this is fairly described as controversial in contemporary New Zealand society," end quote, whatever that is. But the ironic thing is that the New Zealand government has signed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that says, quote, "The family is a natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by the society and state."
I follow you. So it's going to be
consistency.
It's going to be a long struggle, and you'll be paying a bit for the lawyers. Is that in prospect?
Yeah, but as I say, it's the principle, because as I say, if they're successful against us, they'll come gunning for other groups that hold so-called radical views like ours, and there's a lot of us.
Very good. Thank you, Bob McCoskrie, Family First National Director.